Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time on the line with me. Time, what's good, bro?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling, we chilling. I see we got the lines lighting up already. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up? What's up with you? How you feeling?
I'm all right. This is Equata. How you doing?
What's up, Equata? How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. Can't complain.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We doing it like that tonight. We ain't no sense of complaining because we're going to have some fun tonight. Hold on. I think we got my man. Think we got my man Wick on the line. Wick, that's you, dog.
What's going on, my brother from a different mama?
We're chilling, chilling, chilling. What's happening with you, bro?
Shit, chilling, chilling. Keeping my head up right. Fucking around with Sin City. You know what we do.
That's what's up. That's what's happening. All right, well, check this out, man. We gonna go on and get right into this. I had a question posed to me today. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, it was more of a like type of thing. Now I wanna see what y'all feelings are on this. The internet. We gonna start with the internet. They said if you like you post pictures on the internet. Let's just say. You post provocative pictures on the internet. If you post provocative pictures on the internet, that's it. Like you got to be a hoe, or you desperate, or you thirsty. Now, I don't agree with that. But now, I bring it to the show and see what everybody think about it. Equata, I'm gonna start with you. You post a provocative picture on the internet. Do you feel like you thirsty?
No, not at all.
Because the internet is part of it, you know. I mean, granted. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, I'm not going to go like, okay, Facebook. Let's say Facebook, for example. Now, like Equata, shout out to your group, too. If your group is says secret group, so you pretty much handpick the motherfuckers that's in your group, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you're not going to pick nobody that you know going to be at Bible study Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in that church Sunday.
Exactly, and I'm not going to put nobody, have nobody in there that's downgrading, talking down on nobody, or being judgmental about anything that we do in that group.
Okay,
in order to be in that group, you have to participate first anyway, so... I mean,
I want to be in a group.
You want to be in a group?
I want to be in a group.
All right, well, send me a friend request, and I got you.
Okay, that's what's happening. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey, Janine.
Hey.
Hey, my future ex-wife. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Not bad.
All right, now Janine, we talking about the we talking about internet. We talking about being on the internet and posting your pictures and all that type of stuff. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like that's degrading? Do you feel like okay, you being thirsty or that's degrading to you if you posted a picture on the internet and you liking a provocative type of picture?
No, that's just being flirty. That don't mean you gonna talk to the people.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with that. But hey, Cass, can I say something about that, about the internet, that I do disagree? People
what's
being
up
on there giving up too much information. That's what's wrong with the internet. You can't go out and talk to nobody no more. There's so much on the internet. You can't go and sit somewhere and talk to nobody no more. They're on the internet. If you want to meet that bro, you got to goddamn sit next to her and text her.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that because I think the internet, especially Facebook, is really for entertainment purposes only. At least that's what it's supposed to. So me personally, it's supposed to be for your entertainment only. So me personally, don't get me wrong, I have gotten involved with somebody through Facebook, but I don't make that my number one place where I go look for companionship from.
Well, honey,
so,
if you look at it, that's about the only way somebody going to talk to you. You can't talk to somebody when they're out in the street because you got the headsets on.
Oh, no,
so
that might be for some. That's not for everyone.
Yeah. I guess they won't because I need to see you in person. You know, it's all
right
good with a picture. You know what I mean? And I think I've only met one person.
Oh, yeah.
I've only met one person online. Yeah, because you don't know if that's how they really look or not. Or that might be an old picture they put on there. It could be anything.
And that, you know what? With that being said, I've been told that each picture, like, I was on another social site, and they was like, every picture that you got looks different. And I'm like, every picture I got looked different. So they was like, I don't think that's really you. I'm like, well, I mean, maybe my beard might have been thicker or something like that. But, you know, like, overall, yeah, it's me. But, Tommy, how you feel about that, man? How you feel about the social site thing?
I think, man, to be honest with you, I think it depends on the type of picture that you post. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you showing your ass and your titties, I mean, why? What for? That's all I'm saying.
Maybe she got some good ass and titties and she just want to show them.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of
people. Yeah, but you're doing that for attention. You're doing that shit for attention. You know what I'm saying? You trying
everybody
to get 1,000 likes.
But everybody,
I'm trying to get 1,000 likes.
That's what Facebook is about, is attention, dude. Everybody does everything on Facebook for attention.
Right. What's the difference between a picture and you writing a 30-word paragraph?
Yeah,
regardless, you post because it says to express what's on your mind. I might want to wake up and, hey, it is Titty Tuesday. And, hey, just for the fellas, Titty Tuesday.
And every woman that posted on Titty Tuesday for Sin City, I thank y'all. Y'all made me have a good day.
All I'm saying is, when you post those kind of pictures, you can't get mad at the comments that you get.
True that.
I've seen pictures where motherfuckers post half their body, and then they snapping because a motherfucker leave a fucked up ass comment. You shouldn't have put the picture up.
Well, see, that's when you got to be put your big girl panties on and just overlook those comments.
Well, I'm saying everybody don't do that because the females be snapping, calling, you know what I'm saying, calling people all out their names. But you put that picture up there, though. You put that up there. Ain't nobody did that but you. So if you get a comment, you can't get mad.
I had a guy in my group when I first started my group, and he was always in my inbox trying to have conversation. And I'm the type of person, you hit my inbox, you want to have a talk, I don't mind talking to you. But as soon as you get to talking about can we have sex or get together, I ignore it. This just happened this past December. Well, the guy that was trying to talk to me, I was blowing him off, and I had hit rock bottom and hit some rough times. So I had made a status on my regular page saying, you know, I really wasn't in the Christmas mood. Not forgetting, I know what the reason and the meaning behind Christmas is, but just me personally, I was a little depressed. This dude got on my regular page and straight went off like, that's fucked up. You can do this and you can put your pussy on the internet and do this and that, but you can't take the time out for Jesus. And it really, like, really just was like, in a sort of a way, an eye-opener. But I had to be a woman about that. You know, I did put myself in that situation. And that's when I then just tightened down on my group, and any and everybody couldn't get in there.
I just,
so,
hey,
I mean,
he fucked up. How the hell he gonna come to you when you, that's fucked up. If he wasn't the first,
I mean, it was,
you know,
it was.
He
it was, but.
Hey, you can put Christmas cookies,
I would have been like, fuck you and Christmas.
No, I couldn't do, before I did anything, I read it and he blocked himself. He blocked himself before I could even respond.
Do you see anything wrong with Christmas cookies? I don't see nothing wrong with Christmas pussy. I say you throw that shit up anytime.
I mean, because that's, I tell you, that's what, I mean, that should tell you how ignorant he is anyway, because that shit didn't even happen at Christmas. Christmas is a made-up holiday by us, by, you know, regular people. That shit didn't even happen at Christmas. The birth of Jesus and all that, with them bringing gifts and stuff like that, that's how ignorant people are. If I don't want to celebrate Christmas again, I don't fucking have to.
And
well,
you don't have
celebrate,
to. You don't.
I'm sorry. I would have took some Christmas pussy pictures. I'm sorry, but I don't give a fuck what y'all believe in. On that day, I'd have believed in Christmas, and I'd have took some pictures. And I'd have came home and beat some shit up. Fuck that. That's my opinion. I don't think you was wrong on the Christmas pussy.
Now, my thing is, okay, if you take the pictures, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just wasn't in the mood. I mean,
exactly.
My thing is that you can't, people get so wrapped up in, like, okay, my thing is, okay, I'm a man, and I tell you, thank God they didn't have these camera phones when we was in school, because, like I said,
ooh, Lord.
My dick would have been all through West Side. So I'm not going to even lie to you. But, I mean, I'm a grown man. I could do what I want to do. And if this is how I want to do, I mean, everybody's not everything. I mean, this is why adult entertainers are adult entertainers. This is why priests are priests. Whatever floats your boat and whatever you good, I mean, if that's what you do, all right, but I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to knock you for what you do. You know, like we were saying yesterday, my man said, hey, he's just not into the threesome thing. I'm not going to say he no punk or he no fag or nothing like that. That's just not his thing. Me? Shit. I'm telling you, go pick the one in the red. Hopefully he looked at me in the same way. Well, that's just the way my brother gets down. That's just, and I'm going to look at him the same way. That's just the way he gets down.
And I think with it depends on the fight that you on too. Like me with Facebook, I don't be on Facebook like that. So I don't post stuff like that on Facebook because my kids and stuff are on there. But if I'm on a different fight, I've been on Sin City. I mean, y'all seen some of my pictures.
Yes,
right.
We have. A1, girl, A1.
I mean, I'll post those types of pictures out there. So it depends on the site you're on, too.
But why would you go to a site and you know they're going to do this kind of stuff and bitch about it? I don't understand that.
Well, that's why me personally, I only post my pictures in my group and then might throw one in the Sin City here and there.
Here and there, I gotta go check Sin City.
Okay.
My pictures only stay up for so long. After so long, I delete them.
So you gotta
be on it.
I will.
All right, but now, like, with that being said, it's like, okay, like, my man, he I mean, like I say, anybody that didn't listen to this show more than once know that me and my man, we do not see eye to eye on a lot of things. You know, he'll tell you, I'll tell you, hey, for us to grow up two houses away from each other, we look at the world in two different views.
Mm-hmm. But hey, I concur on that one.
But like I just said earlier, but my thing is that the only thing, and I believe in my heart of hearts, I think the way we manage to stay friends is that we respect what each other, what the other one is. I mean, if this is what you do, this is what you do. If this ain't what you do, this ain't what you do. I done tried shit his way. I done tried shit his way many a time. This wasn't my thing. He might have tried shit my way a couple of times. Wasn't his thing. But damn, when you knock a motherfucker for every time they do something, that to me, that's where the bullshit come in at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't agree with you two fuckers too much, but I kind of agree with y'all on that. I agree. You know, you can knock them up so many times that you want that you know that person don't want to hear, and you should respect that. Let them do what they do. They grown.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now hold on. Now I'm getting the text. I got one, ladies. I think this one for y'all. It's saying that it's a sex about It's a text about oral sex. Now the man's treating you fair. He's treating you good. His sex game is damn mediocre, but his oral game is whack. What do you do? His sex game is mediocre at best. It's not. I mean, he all right. He ain't out.
Damn.
On a good
and
maybe.
In
his
own
game.
You need to have one of them things like the man at the Apollo when we getting ready to boot him off stage.
You
need to learn how to play that music.
That is so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
And that's what I was just going to say. Sometimes, depending on that person, I mean, he might be somebody that dress nice, smell good all the time, swag on point. Everything isn't always based on sex. Me, I'm the type of person, whether you got a little dick, big dick, you're only going to get one time to mess up, but if it's somebody and his sex is okay, you know, I feel it's my responsibility to make sure I get that nut off. So be it as if I have to close my eyes and shut him out and act like he's somebody else, or if I got to play with myself to get it off also, I'm going to make sure I get mine regardless to whatever's going on with him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Bag up.
I called it first. Long as I got good dick, I get more than one time to fuck up then.
I'm saying if he say his sex is mediocre and his oral sex is whack, come on now, like why would I actually give you a second time if I really have to be putting in forth the effort to get to where I'm trying to be? And I mean, what you want me to do, take you to the adult store, find some treats that's going to work it out?
Okay, you said you close your eyes and think of somebody else.
I will.
I have sex with my eyes closed anyways.
And while they're closed, I'm visualizing myself, watching myself have sex with whoever I'm having sex with. So, hey, if you're not getting it from me, yes, I close my eyes and it'll be Nelly, goddammit.
I never had that. How would you feel it for?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
How would you know? You
wait,
only know because I'm
telling you. That's my question. Wait, how would you know that she didn't think about nobody else?
I mean, I'm talking about eyes closed.
But that's something that I do off top anyways. I don't want to look at you making faces. I don't want to have to laugh at you. I don't want you to see my faces. Just don't look at me, period. Let's just keep
our
eyes
open. Yeah, you laughed at a dude while he was fucking? That's fucked up.
I have.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So wait a minute, you one of them types that just keep your eyes closed the whole time.
I might open it up, but what am I looking at?
I mean, hell.
Don't worry, when I hit that right spot, your eyes gonna open up because they're gonna puck like
and
that.
And just as quick
like
as they gonna open, they gonna suck.
Hey, as long as I get them bucked up one time, I'll be all right.
All right, well then we gonna be all right then.
Now, I don't know about that one now. I mean, I understand the jazz, but all the whole time, what if we went 45 minutes?
What am I looking at? Tell me that.
Me?
The room, you, I looked at you before and after. I am concentrating on what is going on. I look at you when I'm out, I'm done. And I've been like that. I'll be 42 years old this year. I don't have sex with my eyes open. My eyes are closed.
You haven't got the right dick.
No. Don't tell me what I ain't got, because I've come across something.
Just my opinion, honey. Just my opinion. I
but
didn't say what you got.
You can't change what I do. I mean, you going to make me look at you? You finna turn me off.
I mean, that was works for you. But I'm just curious to see how. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm just curious to see how. I mean, because me personally, I got to keep my eyes open. I got to look at you. That's why I'm just,
that's what works for you.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Hold on. I'm not knocking you, but I'm just saying from a person who always keeping their eyes open to a person that, like, would you, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, let's just go, we don't have an example here. Me and you,
mm-hmm.
we're doing our thing, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
we all know that, you always get that feeling when somebody's looking at you, right?
Okay.
Hello? All right,
yes.
So now we going at it. We going hard. Hey, you giving me the business. I'm giving you the business. The sex is great. The sex is great on both parts. Now you feel me looking at you. Do you start feeling uncomfortable?
No.
You don't? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm concentrating.
Okay. And
I'm watching myself.
That's all. That's what I was trying to just understand. Cause like I've had people, I've literally had people like tell me, stop looking at me, stop looking at me. Like why I gotta stop looking at you? Hell, I like seeing
her.
You say what?
She probably don't want you to see her fuck faces.
I love looking at fuck faces. That turns me on.
I'm sure. But me looking at somebody make faces while they dicking me down is just what's not what's up to me. I would rather close my eyes and picture me watching myself.
Okay, I'm not knocking it.
I'm my own audience. My eyes are shut because I'm my own audience.
Okay, I mean, I understand that. I was just wondering, like, if we were doing it, I mean, would you feel uncomfortable? Cause you know, like you got men who keep their eyes closed, you know, and they gotta concentrate. God, please don't. Now, you know what? Hold on. Let me say this. I'm not gonna say that I've never closed my eyes. Cause there's been times I'm like, please don't let me bust this nut. Please don't let me bust this nut. Let me concentrate. Baseball.
1, 2, 3, pop. 1, 2, 3, pop.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ain't right.
Was your eyes open or closed?
Oh, shit. Only time I ever closed my eyes when I had a midnight striker.
Okay.
A midnight striker.
An ugly female.
Yeah, a midnight striker.
What you closed your eyes for? You wanted to fuck her? Open your eyes.
No,
look a dad
no,
in our
he,
face.
No, no. He wanted to fuck that night. Not me.
Huh? Who? What? Huh?
My other
he
man.
Say his man's wanted it down there. He didn't want to do it, but his man's wanted to do it.
My man's wanted it. Sometimes you can't control him.
Okay.
I don't know how to control him. I ain't married. So I don't know how to control him.
Well, let me ask Janine. Janine, eyes open or closed?
I mean, I go back and forth. I mean, I can have them open. Sometimes I close them. I mean, I used to feel funny about people watching me, like when I'm sucking dick. I used to feel funny about that because I felt like you intruding on my space. You know, this is between me and the dick. You know, you all
right.
In my dick.
I can relate to that.
Leave us alone. We doing our own thing down here.
But you know what?
Private conversation.
Now, you know what? It's crazy. Man, that's why I love this show. Because I knew this female. I'm not going to call no names. And she would make me, she was like the only way, she used to tell me the only way I would suck your dick is if you put the pillow over your face. And I'm like, what? What kind of shit is this? I'm not sucking your dick unless you put the pillow over your face. Needless to say, I put the pillow over my face. But I was like, what the fuck is, you know, why is this?
Yeah.
And she
you're
was like,
man,
she, no, you
jumped on your head and smothered you.
No, you ain't know how good she suck dick. So you know how good she
that's
suck dick.
That's why I said you fuck around and you be so tense and she smother your ass.
Anyway, I mean, but my thing is,
I used to feel uncomfortable when I was being watched giving head, and I don't know why, but now that I'm like
I'm
a little
okay
more mature,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. I don't care. Grab my hair and do all that other crazy shit too. Hey, you
see that was the thing. She would let me grab her hair. She'd get on her knees, the whole nine yards. But it's just like, you know, like, don't look at me. But then, you know, of course, of me being the motherfucker I am, I'm going to peep. She stared straight up at me.
What you looking at?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I told you don't look. What the fuck you saying to me for? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
You've been watching me this whole time?
Right, you've been watching me this whole time, but I can't even glance down there for 2 seconds.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
And I mean, I don't give a fuck. Even the motherfucker who got the tightest eyes, they eyeballs look big as saucers when they suck a dick and they looking up at you. And you see these big ass, you see these big ass eyeballs looking up at you like a deer caught the headlight. You know what I'm saying? And she, you been looking. I mean, you need. My thing is this: don't worry about me. Concentrate more down there.
Exactly.
See, concentrate what you're doing. Like y'all said, that's who you down there having the conversation with. Concentrate on him.
I got a question then. On this one, so if we never look, would it get better?
I don't have an answer for that.
No.
I'm gonna look. I don't give a fuck. You just gotta get mad at me. I'm gonna look.
Hopefully, that's something that every woman would probably, 9 times out of 10, probably really was uncomfortable with at the beginning, but. As you get a little more experienced and know what you're doing, I'm quite sure that'll probably go away. At least I'm hoping.
Okay.
I can't speak for all the women.
Let me ask about the thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is something I can't stand. And a lot of fellas probably disagree with me, but I can't stand no motherfucker to hawk up it and spit on. Do not spit on me.
Oh, thank you.
Do not spit on me.
Well, I don't know. I think to each his own with that. Because you got some men, y'all, they just nasty like that. And you got some that probably feel like you, hey, don't spit on me.
And
if it gets wet, you know, our mouth gets watery, you know.
Yeah,
that's
but
why wet.
Slobbing is one thing. Slobbing is one thing. But you just, I mean, you get up, raise up, and spit on me? No. And when it got done for the first time, it turned me the fuck off. You know, I'm like, you know, she like, can I do what I do? You know, I'm thinking like, oh, okay, she finna go into beast mode. She finna just, you know, she finna get it in. Man, that motherfucker hopped up. Man, I was like, did you just spit on me?
So how did that make you feel?
Man, I don't, it was just, honestly, I was disgusted by it. I was straight disgusted. Like, it just turned me the fuck off.
I mean, I don't understand why do you have to do that?
I mean, like I say, to each his own, but some men like that. Some men like that. What is called sloppy toppy.
If you hit it in the back of your throat enough, you make the saliva come out. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Talking like a true pro. That's what I'm talking about.
That's why my future ex-wife, I love you.
All right, now, my man, Timer, you've been kind of quiet on this. What you think?
I don't like it, man. It's nasty to me.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm straight.
Now, exactly. That's just like, man, I feel like, I mean, I looked at her like, I'm straight. She like, why you go down? I'm like, you just turned me off. I got called every motherfucker in the book. What the fuck you mean? I just turned, man, you just spit on me. Call me
right,
over.
Right, that's.
You say what, dog?
Hey, I got.
That's like.
Well, now since we had this conversation, I guess now with moving forward, I guess the proper thing would be to be, do you like being spit on? Is something to ask, like, would that be any different than asking a woman, does she like anal?
I mean, as far as anal go, now.
No,
answer
the question before you change the subject. Would it be the same?
No,
yeah, I feel like I should ask.
That's like apple and oranges, man.
Well, no, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
I think so, too.
I think you should ask her. You got to ask. I'm not going to just turn you around and ram you.
But yeah,
so then that's what I'm.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. So now knowing, having this conversation, whereas this is the first time I've ever heard a man say he was turned off by being spit on. So I'm just saying, would it be safe to say, is that something that should come up in conversation? Are men more turned on by it than not?
Hey, I mean, like you said, all I can do is speak for myself. Some men probably feel like, hey, that's some sexy shit. Me personally, don't do it. Do not spit on me.
Okay.
What if we slob or dribble? Sorry.
Okay, that's different. That's different. But just maybe the noise itself just turned me off. Just a poof. That just killed me. Now you were saying about
that.
You were saying about anal. Now what? Okay. I mean, don't you? Ain't that a question the man should ask you before he flip you over?
I think everything should be discussed. The do's and the don'ts, the wills and the won'ts.
Well, yeah, I think that's a conversation that gotta be. And I mean, okay, you know what? We've talked about this on the show before, but I want to get your opinion on it. Now, me personally, I said the only reason that the average man will do anal is it's a power thing. Would you agree with that?
And you want me to get my opinion on why y'all think the way y'all think?
No. You can't. I know. I'm asking you. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that if we want to have anal sex with you, I mean, do you think we doing that just because we want to, or it's more of a power thing? Me personally, I said it's a power thing.
It's because it's, what? How do you make it make sense for me?
Okay, a power thing is this. Okay. You can suck my dick. I don't mean this in no bad way, but you probably could take my whole dick and put it inside your mouth. Okay. Now, let's just say you can. Now, you probably could take every inch of dick I got. You know what I'm saying? I could be pounding your ass, and you like, All right, bring it on, Daddy, or whatever the fuck it is. But now, anal is something. That's something like, you know, that's tender. You ain't gonna just motherfucker just can't go in putting the pound game down on that. Am I right? If he can,
right.
If he can, something wrong.
Right.
Now, if a motherfucker got you in the anal position, I mean he got it in you. First thing I've always heard is put it in slow. Don't go fast. This, that, and other. Now, I'm in a position of power where I could be like, shut the fuck up. Now, I'm balls deep up in your ass. Literally, in your ass. And I'm like, shut up. Don't say nothing. Let me finish. Now.
You got my eyebrows on fire.
No, because this is what I'm saying. I mean, my thing is this. If this is what we're doing, and I'm telling, I mean, you can't do nothing but be submissive until I take this dick out of you. Now, you can try, you can talk all the shit you want, but you're going to be submissive as long as I got this dick up in you.
See, and this is why I don't even do shit like that, because you will make me get up and shoot you.
Okay, but, y'all, you ain't got to shoot me. See, hold on.
Yeah, I will, because no. Okay, like, I can't have this conversation. No, because with my ex, the same one I spoke about last night, he had his way of, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but by the time I realized maybe what the fuck was going on, the motherfucker was in there and I was damn near coming. But I am not a anal type, and even so then with him, when I said stop, I feel like I got to shit, nigga, you better stop, because you do whatever you want to me when you got that chance, but when I come up out of that, just know it's going to be hell to pay. Like, that's me.
Now, okay,
and
now,
so
see,
now I always thought it was just something that y'all want to do, but if you telling me it's a power thing, y'all is crazy.
I mean, it is. I bullshit you not. I mean, think about it. What do we really get out of that? A shitty dick?
I don't know. I thought maybe because y'all thought that it was like a tighter version of a pussy to y'all. I don't know, but for you to say that it's a power thing, like, I don't know.
That's just my opinion. Now, I mean, Father Time might disagree. Do you disagree, Tama?
Nope.
Okay, well, you see. What about you, Wick? I mean, is it something you just like, or is it a power thing to you? I don't know where he went, but... Like I said, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's strictly a power thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I use that as I took the worst case scenario. But, I mean, if a motherfucker, that's your dude, he not finna try to break his dick off up in you. You know what I'm saying? But he sees that you shaking, you shivering, you cringing, you biting the pillow. He see that. That's all a part of me. Okay, I can dominate this situation. I might not be able to dominate man.
Because you busting her ass wide open and the shit hurts.
Exactly. Whatever the case is, whatever the scenario is, I'm dominating. And see, you just proved my point. I'm dominating.
And
this,
you ain't going to stop.
No.
Huh? No. So you just gonna keep pounding until you get ready to bust some nuts?
I mean, you gonna tell me to stop?
Hell, I'm unloading a clip, a whole clip, not a half. I was gonna spare you and maybe just no, man, no.
Okay, so now let me ask
that's
you.
That's just mean. No,
wait a minute.
Don't ask me. Ask the next lady.
No, because you said it. You said it, so I'm asking you.
She said she's going to shoot your ass.
If we agree, oh, you're back, Wick. Now, we both agree. So, okay, well then, okay, that's something that you just don't do then.
I mean, if you got a secret way that you can get in and be a smooth criminal, like.
That's what I said, the slip trap.
What's When it accidentally slides in. No. You mean
about the slip? Everybody, I'm the only one know about the slip, huh?
The slip hurt worse than him just going in.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's what I'm about to say about the slip. I'm not saying don't nobody do the slip.
With the slip, you literally die for at least 5 seconds, and you come back to reality, and no.
I ain't being funny.
You
but
did
I,
die?
That's, I,
yes.
First,
have you, you ever had the slip?
I've killed a lot of motherfuckers.
Hey, man, I bullshit you now, dog. The first time I did it, I never heard a motherfucking woman howl before. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, man, I mean, because I was on a pound game. I was pounding. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't slow stroking. I was pounding. I'm hitting that motherfucker.
You motherfucking murderer.
That motherfucker slipped and hit that motherfucker. I said that motherfucker.
I'm telling you, she died for 5 seconds. She did. Her eyes got big as heck.
I feel so bad about that now.
Hey, dude, that motherfucker went into rigor mortis. Her body stiffened like a board.
I just grabbed the back of the hair, pulled them back, made sure she was all right.
Hey, dog, that's why I'm laughing, because she said you died, because she straight went in a rigor mortis, her body was stiff as a board, and I say about after that 7 seconds, I seen 2 tears come down. I say she done came back to life.
I feel so bad. I didn't know that. Oh, my God, I feel so bad.
No, you was proud of it a minute ago talking about how many pussies you done killed. Come on now.
No,
well, let me restrain that.
I kind of feel bad that I didn't know it hurt him that much.
My thing was it was truly an accident. It was, I mean, like I said, we pounding, she jerking, I'm jerking, we going hard, and I mean that slip just happened. But when that motherfucker, it took that motherfucker every bit of 20 minutes to recover. That motherfucker got
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she probably really needed stitches too and didn't even realize it.
Hey, that motherfucker walked off like she got hit by Lawrence Taylor, and they was put you on the sideline. Like the football players that put you on the sideline, you see them walking, holding their hips.
like you got kicked in the ass by Shaq.
But I'm looking at her, and I'm laying in the bed like, you ain't ready yet. She looking at me like, motherfucker, you will not get no more. Well, but the howl that came out, that motherfucker said,
oh! It ain't funny. Stop laughing.
Like, oh, man. Because
I know the howl.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the motherfuckers next door heard, honey. Y'all motherfuckers got coyotes? What the fuck is that?
Y'all ain't shit.
I mean,
yeah,
I was young back then. I mean,
I didn't know. Motherfuckers didn't know. Damn.
Well, now you know.
I thought I was just stroking good for the howl. Hey,
y'all messing up.
I don't think that's messing up. I mean, shit, we are, everybody done took the slip, shit.
But you know, you got some women that like taking it up the butt more than they like regular sex. I done ran into a couple of them, and I just look at them like, yeah, okay, if that's what make your pussy wet, mine show just dry the fuck up. I mean, do you, boo? Hey. You.
Well, I can understand it, because I like a good-ass head job before some pussy. Pussy all feel the same to me, but a good-ass head job is always different.
Really?
Yeah, to me.
I mean, teachers are all brother.
All
I ain't
pussy,
knocking you.
All pussy feel the same, but a different head, a mouth feels different.
Wow.
Wow, dog. You the first. No, honestly, man, you the first dude I ever heard say that, man.
Me too.
Y'all,
I've never.
She gotta have a good head job for me.
What size dick you got?
Huh?
Dang, everybody got quiet. What size dick you got? And be honest.
Who, me? I got a way medium to average dick. Me myself,
I
was a way.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I gave my 2 inches up on my side.
Oh, man. Well, that was perfect time for that, dog. Perfect time.
Actually, it was a little late
because I gave him the. Come on, Wick. You got you, man. Stop trying to get it.
He
got you on that one.
He was late because I said it twice.
Wait. He got you on it, man. Let it go. He got you, man. Damn. It's a joke. He got you. That was perfect timing, dog. You got it perfect. I got 2 inches of hard dick.
You know what? I done fell over out of my chair.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Okay.
So I like big titties for women, too. You said you got right. Big titties, huh?
So now.
You like what?
I like big titty women.
You like big titty women? You
yeah,
sound like you only like 4'11".
Oh. Wow.
Well, actually,
damn.
I
wow.
And that makes me 6'1" then, which rest of me added up.
Okay.
Hold on. I've been quiet for most of the conversation, but what made you say that? Why would you say that?
Because you know how
like
you hear voices. I mean, you hear people and you get a visual. Like he sound like he's like real short to me, and I know I'm like 5'2¾", but he sound like he's short like to me.
Never heard that one, but I'll take it.
We can make some money off her, man.
I ain't a shit. This motherfucker better than Cleo.
Man. So how tall Father Time sound?
What?
How tall Father Time sound?
What'd he say?
He said how tall do I sound?
How tall do he sound?
Who is he? Who talking? The person
Father.
That I said that? Huh?
No, he's asking about
Don't worry about it.
I guess he's trying to see.
The person that asked me what made me say that is asking me how tall does he sound.
Yeah, Rick is asking you how tall do he sound.
Okay, Rick. Say something, Rick. Say, talk to me.
Who the hell is Rick?
No, hold on.
Yeah, she's misunderstood.
She don't know the name. Never mind.
Listen, sweetheart.
Okay, go ahead.
How tall do I sound? The one that just asked
you
a question.
You sound like you might be about 5'7", 5'8".
We can't make no money with her, man.
Right.
She gonna get half the questions right. The other half people gonna be asking for their money back. You ain't no damn psychic.
Oh, I ain't trying to go in that business.
But no, it was funny because she just actually nailed him. Like you just sound short.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome.
I guess. Okay, so now you asked the man about his genitalia. So now let me ask you.
I didn't even hear the answer, so that I don't even think they count, but okay. Now, we don't want
to
go back.
Okay, hold on. I gave you the answer.
I didn't hear it, though.
He got 2 inches of hard dick.
He said that?
No.
No.
Okay, once equator, listen, once again.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Oh, goodness. Is this on a cold day?
Wait.
It's always cold in Minnesota, I guess.
Oh, y'all stop.
Oh, shit.
Okay, all right.
right, so
what's
now,
next?
All right, let me ask, since you brought it up, what's more important, the length or the girth or the width?
I don't know. To me, I don't know, because I'm not one that discriminates like that, you know? I would rather have a thickness.
Okay. All right, Janine, you, what about you?
It'll probably be the same, the thickness of the dick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a motherfucker got 10 inches, but that motherfucker look like a pencil.
What you saying?
I say he got 10 inches, but it looked like a pencil. So what do you do?
See, you know what?
So y'all disagreeing with yourself then?
I'm not disagreeing with nothing. I'm saying,
I mean, you contradict yourself.
No.
How?
No,
I don't
discriminate. No,
I mean, I'm
going to
work with whatever you got. I'm not going to say, oh, your dick is too small or your dick is not thick enough. I mean, I've had some small dicks and to my surprise was more than satisfied. So I don't discriminate. I'm just saying if I have to choose. What?
That's the difference between men and women. A man won't fuck no ugly pussy.
What?
You a lie. Y'all don't care what y'all fuck. As long as he got a pussy, you'll fuck it.
If that pussy ugly, you'll fuck
it. Wait a minute. Hold on. What are you talking about the person's facial features or the pussy?
No, the pussy. If that motherfucker look like it been through three doors down, beat the fuck up, it's already open for you. Are you going to put your dick in it?
You just said yourself that your man don't even agree with you or listen to you half the time, so it catch you on the...
I asked a question.
Who are you asking?
Shut the fuck up! Did I say no? Shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
I'm just saying, dog. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. I cannot tell you how all the pussies I done fucked look. I can't tell you that. I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't know either.
I can't even sit here and say I done looked at every pussy before I fucked it. No, I haven't. I'm not going to lie. But not.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, dog, have you looked at every pussy you done fucked?
Nope. I mean, who does that?
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I mean, lights off. You didn't turn that light on. Turn the light on, bitch. I need to know.
He got a pocket flashlight in his pocket.
More than one way to be an ugly pussy, though. It could smell bad. It could feel bad.
He got his mouth down there. That's why.
Hey, I look at everything. Look at everything. Fighting.
So you saying you
and even if the pussy is ugly, he's still gonna fuck it. Stop trying to show off. That's
not
right.
No, that's not. I won't fuck a bitch with bad teeth. So yeah, I'm definitely not a fucking no ugly pussy.
If your dick said it wanted it, you gonna do it, right?
No, just cause you ugly in the face, you might have a pretty ass pussy.
But what if your dick want to fuck her, regardless to what it is? Your dick is hard. He wants to fuck, regardless to what you say. These your own words. What you going to do? Go on.
Then she can suck my dick and see if she got a good head job.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Boy, he killing you tonight, Rick. He's killing you tonight, dog.
Tearing his ass up.
He killing you. You giving him free room to get you, dog.
I'm throwing him out there for pictures. He should be knocking him out the park.
Man, God.
Right.
Okay, now, Man, that's fucked up. He said that. All right, you know what? Oh, shit. I'm not fucking with y'all, man. I am not fucking with y'all tonight, man. We try to have a good show here. Y'all motherfuckers are stupid. This motherfucker said what you said is one of the most. Oh. All right, Equala, you got any questions you want to ask? I mean, we going to open the flow up. I've been asking all the questions. I'm opening the flow up to anybody. Anybody else got any questions?
Let me see. So just to go back on what we talked about earlier, how do you all, if you met a woman and you knew she was posting these pictures on the internet, is this somebody that you can have a serious relationship with?
You know what? I would have a problem with that. I would have a problem with it. It would bother me. You're supposed to only be showing that shit to me.
Who's
saying this? Father
Time is. You said you have a problem with that, Father Time?
Yes, I would.
What if she committed to you, though?
Then why are you showing everybody your shit? I'm the only one you're supposed to be trying to please.
Okay, but hey, I'm single. I'm single. If I was in a relationship or in a, you know, with somebody, of course, then I wouldn't be doing it. But in the meantime, right now, I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. So the question is,
okay,
if I...
Oh, no,
I think you're taking
it
personally. I'm just answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
With me, if you was my woman and you posting all these old, you know, sexy pics on the internet and all this shit, I would have a problem. Any man would. I don't give a fuck what
no,
they say. Any man would have a problem with that.
No, that's
not
what I'm
saying.
I'm saying if we met and you're on the Facebook and you've been seeing my pictures or whatever, we meet, we start dating, and we get serious, or at least maybe is there a chance that you can take me seriously knowing that, hey, before me and you got together, I was posting these pictures on the internet.
That's a good question. That's a
yeah,
good question.
Yeah, I could get serious with you, but you'd have to stop posting pictures.
Why?
Of course, I know that.
I don't get that though. But why? If you met this person how they were when you met them, why they can't be who they were? I don't understand that.
I mean, it's called having respect for your significant other.
I can understand that, but if that person chose to do it, that's different. You can't tell them to do it if you met this person the same way that they do. I mean, that's making you look insecure. Just my opinion.
No, you can't expect to have a good relationship knowing that you doing stuff that's going to be causing problems in your relationship. Because like you said,
exactly.
Ain't no man going to be okay with you posting pictures knowing that you're in a committed relationship. Come on now. You got to be loyal to what you're doing.
I'm going to fuck your ass up. I catch another picture up there.
Who are you talking to?
He mean in general, babe. He mean if he was dead. He like, wait a minute, motherfucker. I don't even know you. What you talking about? All
right, I know you're a little new to the show, but I'm not saying you personally. We'll never do anything personally on this show.
Oh,
so don't ever take
great.
Nothing personally.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm cool.
Hey, she knows. She say, wait a minute, who
she
talking
she
to? Like, wait a minute, motherfucker. Motherfucker, hey, hold on.
Like, I wanted to know who was you talking to and who was talking. Like, hey, that was going to be the next question.
Oh, no, it's just how you said it, honey. You just seem like you...
Like, mom,
right, like you took it personal. You about
hey,
to
like,
me
No. Y'all got to get to know me a little bit better. Nah, I got a big ass smile on my face.
Nah, we did just sound like you was just you just had that motherfucker. You ain't talking to me.
on the same subject, but I'm gonna take it to a male point of view. I mean, I'm taking at the male. If you met me and you knew I was a whore, I guess that's the words you call us now. A whore, I'm just out here. I got friends, but I don't have a relationship.
But you get in a relationship with me. Should I change? Because you already knew what I was, and you allowed it. Me to be a whore. Should I change it?
I didn't allow you to do nothing. You chose to do what you do. Now, it's not my place to change you. You're a whole grown-ass man. So either I'm going to accept it or I'm going to keep it pushing. And knowing that you're a man whore and you doing all this, that, and that, I don't see me even taking you seriously.
But if you did?
If I did, we'd probably have trust issues.
Trust issues? But you're still alive, though.
No, I'm not going to allow nothing.
We don't allow it. We'll give you a chance. Like, if you want the chance, we'll give you the chance. But when you fuck it up, then, you know, it is what it is. Because people don't realize once you lie, we feel like you done lied about everything. That's how I feel.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. Because then you don't know.
I can accept that.
What's true is what I said is true.
Yeah, okay.
I said it is true.
Okay.
It's true, nigga.
It's true.
I mean,
I said it.
Okay, now, let me ask. Like, okay, now, this relationship thing. Now, y'all saying if I took these provocative pictures or you had these provocative pictures, cause, I mean, my thing is this. Facebook is, or Facebook tag, whatever you want to do, whichever site you want to be on. By the way, be looking out for SinCityRadioShow.com. That's coming out. We're going to do it. But, I mean, you know, that's all entertainment. I mean, some people choose to get provocative about it. Like you said, now, if you took that picture, evidently that picture attracted me to you. Am I right? That's what I'm thinking, that the picture attracted me to you. Because if you sitting on there and you got you done took this provocative-ass picture, now I'm all in your inbox, evidently the picture is what attracted me to you. So I really can't get too mad at you. That's just my opinion on that one.
Well,
I just think that. I mean, what can I get mad about, though? I mean, hell, that picture, the one that attracted me to you. Now, if you just out fucking everything, that every time motherfucker hit your inbox, well, shit, I'm going out with her, him. Then yeah, now I'm pissed off.
I ignore 97% of my inboxes.
You know what? Now, I be looking at people that, and my thing is like, okay, like a lot of people, like I would see, like I would invite them on the show. Like, hey, you know, I mean, my thing like this: if you got a strong sex drive and you open minded, I think this show for you. Come on, get on the show, have some fun.
Right.
And I've been told that, you know, once they finally see that the show is real. And that is not something that, you know, we just trying to make up just to get you to just talk to me. You know, a lot of people like, okay, you know, they listen to the show then. They'd be like, oh, okay, well, we thought this was some shit. But, I mean, goddamn, is y'all motherfucking inboxes blowing up like that?
Yes.
Wow. I can't really say yes. A lot of my stuff be group stuff pertaining to group, because a lot of people, and I tell a lot of people off top, like, I'm not one of them ones that you can try to holler at through a Facebook inbox. Like, seriously, get the fuck out of here. Move around with that. I'm too old for shit like that, I feel. Like, I'm still looking for the motherfucker to come knock on your door and pick you up and bring the flowers, take you out to dinner. You know what I'm saying? All this new stuff, I'm not. It's new. It is, but hey, I'm current with it. But still, all at the same time, I'm not looking for somebody to be trying to get to me through an inbox. That's not gonna work with me.
Well, I can't say that.
I get numbers, and every week I probably get that same motherfucker who persisted. Hello.
I agree with you.
How you doing? What you doing?
I'm
good morning. Good afternoon. So, and then I get like 50 new messages, and I get messages all day. My phone just be going off.
Mm-mm.
But I don't ever respond.
And see, that's my thing. Now, and I be looking, and I see a lot of, you know, I done heard a lot of people talk, and I heard a lot of people, but I'm like, okay, if this motherfucker ain't responding to you, why the fuck do you keep going back in her inbox?
Because them be the ones that thirsty. That's the ones that dehydrated a little bit, you know. They don't get
that?
The picture.
That's like being on the street. You see that chick one time, you're going to holler at her. You see her again, you're going to try to holler at her again. That's all inbox in the head.
Dog, I'm not going to keep trying to holler at no motherfucker that don't want to.
So how many times you going to try to holler at the same chick if she ain't giving you the time of day after the first two times?
Hey,
Tommy, you know
she's
going to tell you.
If I want her, I'm going to keep hollering at her till I get her.
No, let me tell you something, man. Hey, hold on, man. Everybody hold on for a second. All right. We gonna do this old school. All right, fuck the inbox. Fuck all that bullshit. This is how it was done when I was young. Equator, you going to play with me?
Yep.
All right. It's going to be me and you. Hold on for a second.
don't put the music on the dog. Don't put the music on.
Yeah, hit the music, dog. Hit the music. Hey, call her at that.
See, you got the music in the background, and you on the telephone. Hey, what you doing? How you doing today? What's up?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. I missed you today.
Did you? Was you looking hard enough?
Yeah, I was. What you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have to work at 8. Yeah, but other than that,
we should hook up. I'm gonna come soup you up about 7.
I'd be at work at 8.
I'll be there about 6 then.
Okay, where are we going?
You gonna make some time for me?
Where we going?
Huh?
Where we going?
Wherever you want to go. It's all about
you. Now, you coming
it's
to pick
night.
Me up. You supposed to have all this stuff planned out. Surprise me.
Hey, she's been defined because she agreed for you to pick up at 6 o'clock. So you got 2 hours to do what you got to do, dude.
Right, that was a turn off already. I told you I got to go to work. You want to come pick me up? You don't know what we want to do. At least you wasn't trying to chill at my house. I give you that much.
Y'all missing my whole point is that had nothing to do with the inbox. See, like we said the other day, people don't do that anymore. You used to have a slow song in the background,
no.
Talking, and you fucking it up talking about. Well, you should know where we're going. I'm trying to make it all about you. Where you want to go? You trying to start an argument.
She used to be inboxing.
Right. I guess I should be inboxing her because she's trying to start an argument.
Goddamn. Who trying to start an argument? I'm just saying, if you asking
right.
me, can you take me somewhere, then I'm hoping you got something planned. Like, for real. Come on, you said we doing it old school style. So when did it change? Like when you ask somebody on a date, then 9 times out of 10 you should have the whole night planned.
No, we
My
already
opinion.
Been in a relationship.
You
we
didn't say
been,
that.
You didn't get
you
that.
Didn't say that.
Damn.
How you not get that from the conversation?
Over.
I said I was missing you today.
That don't mean nothing. You could have met me 2 days ago and be missing
me.
You didn't say that. You left out important details. goodness. I don't know how to play if I ain't got my whole description.
You're supposed to just follow along.
Oh, my God.
You didn't say that either. I thought you were trying to show me something.
I'm listening to your scenario, dog, and I'm sitting here like, man, I've been hung up on her ass. What do you mean? Where we go? You know what? Never mind. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right.
I'll talk to you when you get off work.
Oh, okay. Well, goodness. I got hung up on you.
Fucking it all up, man. Damn.
All right,
I'm trying not to. Maybe I should just text you. Meet me here.
I would like the phone call better.
Motherfuckers don't talk on the phone no more.
I was just trying to.
Well, you're not ready to piss me off.
I don't care. I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on, don't you?
See, there we
Try again tomorrow. Tomorrow be another day.
I ain't calling your ass back.
What?
You fucked up. I ain't calling you back. You got too many questions.
You know what, dog?
What?
Now, hold up. You hit the nail right on the head. Why do women ask so many damn questions now?
Why do people ask questions? Either because
you want to know, or you're nosy.
No.
Hold on. Yeah, you're too damn nosy. Sometimes it might just be a damn surprise for you. Damn, everything don't require you. Well, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? You know what? Don't worry about it. We're not going to even do it. Don't forget.
I need to know where I'm going in advance.
No. Hold on now. I'm talking about in the sense like we're in a relationship. We're in a relationship and you trust me. I mean, if we're total strangers, that's one thing. But if we're in a relationship and I'm like, well, hey, put your clothes on. We're going to go do something.
I mean, in a situation like that, then, yeah, I probably wouldn't ask no questions. But he didn't say we had been together.
No, I'm just saying in general, I know a lot of – I've heard a lot of females like, well – why the fuck, I mean, motherfucker ain't tell me where the fuck we going. Damn, why he got to tell you everything? But then in the same hand.
People come up missing all the time.
God damn, if we've been in a 2-year relationship, if I ain't killed your ass yet, I don't plan on killing you now.
Okay, so I forgot you said we were in a relationship.
You're not, boy, yeah. She going to get killed. I'm going to have to pack
my shit. If I don't shoot you first.
I'm about to pack my shit while she at work. I'll see that now. Soon as she go to work, I'm packing my shit. This some bitch that took everything.
And take everything so you don't have to come back.
You know I'm taking your shit too.
Now see, then I'm going to have to hunt you down.
I'm just saying.
Why would you want to take mine?
You not getting last laugh. I fucked that motherfucker. I told him, get your shit and go.
Nigga, you just walked out and took the stuff. How would that be me getting last laugh?
Hey, girl, he left. Fuck that. I still. Where your TV at? He took that too.
All right, I'll be buying me another one.
See, that's what's wrong with people. Always, if you want to go, just go. It don't even have to be
right.
You know what? Yes, it do.
No, it don't.
And I'm like Father Time, and I'm taking the goddamn mattress.
Well,
thank you.
Damn.
I think that's how chicks be turning crazy.
I wouldn't even come look for you. That's the whole thing with me. I see you. I think that's what pisses them off more, because you don't call them, you don't say shit, you just move on with your life. And here, matter of fact, somebody else here next week.
Somebody that next week.
Yeah. Yeah, my ass. All I need is a week. I need a week for myself, and then I'm starting dating.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
You better have that motherfucker around my kids, bitch. I can't stand you.
It's always people waiting. waiting for somebody to fuck up.
Man, and you know what? Them motherfuckers waiting to fuck up gonna get shot. You sit your thirsty, sit your thirsty ass down, motherfucker. Motherfucker, I've been gone a week. This relationship is not over yet. I've been only gone a week. Sit your thirsty ass down. Yeah, but quit. I'm gonna tell you, that's how motherfuckers see. No, all bullshit aside, motherfuckers. Mr. Charlie had a situation.
Uh-huh.
Now he done went over old girl crib. She like, man, me and my dude broke up. I ain't got no dude. This, that, and the other. So he's sitting there. He's sitting there. All you hear is boom, 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 boom. Mr. Charlie say, who the fuck is that at the door? Oh, that's my ex boyfriend. Well, how long y'all been broke up? A week. Man, y'all ain't been broke up. Y'all has not been. You know what the part that kills me? Is that you say y'all been broke up since that, okay, this today's what, Wednesday? We've been broke up since last Wednesday, but he fucked you Saturday and Sunday.
No, and see, that's what I'm saying. And when we broke up, it's over. It ain't
man.
No
look that.
No
look
back.
Here. I'm going to tell you.
But how can you say that within a week's time? Like, you know,
look,
how do you know it's over?
If I told you I
you
love
know
you,
when
you
it's
told
over. You
look here. If
over.
I told
been
you,
plenty of situations when you know it's over. When you know
I don't
am
give
not
a damn
with that motherfucker no more.
Look here. If I told you you love me, and if I said I loved you, and you said you love me, it ain't over in a week.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it would really have to be some really serious stuff. Normally in a relationship, you work on it. You take a break. You break
it
up. You take
no,
that week to get
no,
and get back together.
It ain't over in no week.
And it ain't no getting back. Once I'm done, right. I'm done.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
I'm just done. And it's not even to say that I'm want to be with the next person. I mean that's what helps you move on.
Mm-hmm. You won't be moving on in that car. You won't be moving
on
in that car.
Oh, okay. Going out on dates, letting the motherfucker take you out to dinner, whatever. You ain't got to be doing nothing with nobody. But I'm just saying, it takes your mind off of it.
Wait a minute, hold on. When you sit there at that dinner having that, when you see me outside in the rain, standing there just staring at you, you yeah. Y'all got a back way out of here.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
I'm joking, y'all. I'm joking. I'm not gonna be standing in the rain. Now, if it's hot outside, I'll be there. But I'm not standing in the rain. Ooh, these asparaguses. What the fuck? Oh, Lord, help me. He's talking about, baby, what's wrong? Some don't care. Now, just keep looking this way. Keep looking this way. That motherfucker standing at that goddamn rate with that sign up, talking about, I love you. I love you. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness, so funny.
Well, hey. He do even one more, even more clever. He walk in there. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Hey, nice to meet you, man. I'm Cass, and you are? You know, that's your girl? Oh, this your girl, man? And you know what? I'm going to tell you, and all bullshit aside, I swear, sometimes, and I got to say this, I don't know if dudes are just the dumbest motherfuckers or we just don't give a fuck. But we would say something stupid. Like, the woman could be looking at us like, motherfucker, do not say that I'm your man. And we'll turn right around. Yeah, that's my girl. Like,
yeah,
do you?
So will.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. And then the motherfucker, you know, and then the woman put her head down. And all that smooth shit changed. Oh, this your dude? This your motherfucking dude? Huh, bitch? This your dude? Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Now you were talking about, can you please just stop? Can I please stop? This motherfucker just said he your dude. And you know what? And the dudes ask the dumbest questions. Hey, is this your ex-boyfriend? Really, bitch? Now I'm finna smack you with this goddamn bottle.
Oh, the greatest one. So who is this nigga?
Right. Who is he? Now, one thing I do gotta get y'all women, though. Well, y'all motherfuckers come straight out the gate. Who is this bitch? What? Wait a minute. But now, the fucked up thing about y'all is that y'all do that shit 6 months after we broke up. Who is this bitch? Oh, that's your girlfriend?
Wait, we ain't fucking in 6 months.
Wait, we ain't fucking around in 6 months. Why the fuck is you tripping?
Oh, now you got this bitch in your face, huh?
Right. All right, ladies, help me out on that one. Now, why do women do that?
Paper. I don't got no pusher, though. She just went to the store. Probably because of...
Wait.
Why do we do that?
I mean, why do y'all do the 6 month thing? Now, I ain't gonna lie, us as men, we will do that one 2 week thing. But y'all do that 6 month, 9 month to a year shit.
I got a question there. How long to a female?
Now hold on, man. Hold on. Let him answer that one.
What's the question?
I don't know.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I guess they ain't never got over the, they ain't never get over you, I guess.
Okay, but
still holding,
I mean,
I guess they still holding on.
But you done fucked around with two, three different, four different motherfuckers, but I done fucked around with one female, and you going crazy.
It's a conversation starter.
You say what now?
She said it's a conversation starter. That could be true.
That's the wrong
conversation. I don't know. It sounded like it sounded good.
Right. Who the fuck is this bitch? That's how you start the conversation?
Right.
I mean, just to get you to say something to her.
Right. That opens the door. Like, well, where you meet at? Well, how long y'all been messing around? I don't know. I'm just throwing something out
there. None of
your
damn business.
Some people think if you get mad, and then some women think if you get mad and get into an argument with them that y'all still care. He still love me.
you sound like a baby kid. You know what that is. He still wants you. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, bitch, I ain't thinking about your ass. Haven't you noticed I ain't called you in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm not going to sit here and lie. Men, we got men like that, but you ladies are just as bad, too.
So who be more caught in their feelings then, the men or the women?
You know what? I say it's neck and neck. I say it's just about even.
I'd say so, too.
Because I mean,
I think it's women.
No, I don't. Because the simple fact is, man, if you love somebody, you can sit there and talk that shit. You can talk that shit, oh, fuck that motherfucker. I ain't fuck with that motherfucker no more. He can kiss my ass. He can kiss the crack of my ass. But as soon as that motherfucker walk past you and he with another motherfucker, you damn near finna swing on the bitch.
Well, he probably was with a wing. That's why y'all broke up.
Maybe, but nevertheless.
So he probably ain't. What you getting mad for? You knew he was fucking around. That's why y'all broke up first time.
Shit.
I'm the same bitch anyway.
You know what? You're such a cynical motherfucker. You know that. In case ain't that motherfucker scenario.
I ain't saying it was. I'm just saying.
No, but I'm saying if you just sit now, I mean, everybody always say motherfucker need to grow up and be adults and all that shit. But, I mean, like I said, love is a motherfucker. Love is a powerful ass thing. So for you to sit there and say, I love this motherfucker last week, but fuck him, I'm through with him this week. Come on, man. That shit just don't end like that.
I said it depends on what happened. And I said, if I'm done, if something happens and I say I'm done,
even if it,
then that
if
means something
happens. You still going to love him. You still going to love him. You might
but
not
I'm
love him that
done.
Day.
My thing was, but I'm still done. And
well,
that's
see,
what people it, don't understand. It don't matter
no.
how I feel. I'm still
well,
done with.
This is why motherfuckers get fucked up. You got to make this a mutual thing. You cannot be done and I'm not done.
So you don't believe in second chances or nothing like that?
Yes, she does. She just talking shit.
I never did. I'm not saying I ain't never did it, but it didn't never work out. So why keep doing, making the same mistakes and doing the same shit over and over again? I don't do it. I stopped doing it. I don't do it.
Oh, hush. Because
the second chances don't, it don't work out.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm gonna come to your house and we gonna get into a big ass fight and I'm just gonna stand out in front of your yard and be like,
you nitpicker like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
I'm just gonna knock your ass in front of your house. Call the police,
mm-hmm.
goddammit. But see
nope,
then not,
I don't.
No, but all jokes aside, see like situations like what you're saying, it's like,
you can
stand
outside if you want to. I've been a mood on your ass real quick.
You're going to get shot. You're the type of motherfucker get shot. I'm going to tell you right now. You're the type of motherfucker get shot right in your ass.
You talk about moving. Well, I know too many niggas. I'm going to find your ass, motherfucker. Somebody's going to find your motherfucking ass.
Hell yeah.
And I'm coming over there with Miss Mayhem on your ass.
Now, you talking about I done came up to this door, and this motherfucker talking about, hey, see, hey, you don't speak no English. You don't speak no English. What the fuck are you even doing to my girl house?
Oh, yeah.
I see him taking up the carpet. What the fuck you taking up the carpet for? She's nothing over near here. What? Okay.
You think I don't know how y'all act? I've been through this plenty of times. I have up and moved on motherfuckers real quick.
Hey, Cass, that's so fucked
when
up.
When I say
you know,
it's over, it's over.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
I work with them motherfuckers. You just sounded just like my dude, Jose, man. You just sounded just like his ass, dude. That's
man, I wish the motherfucker would talk about they moving on me. I'm going to be like the Terminator behind. I'm going to be like the Terminator behind that motherfucking car.
You don't need him no more.
That motherfucker gonna get the thinking she gonna outrun that man. I'm gonna be right behind that motherfucking car, just hauling. Come here, bring your ass here. You gonna walk in to work. I'm gonna be right by the water cooler. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Hey. Oh yeah. See, there she go right there. Hey, come here, Jadine. Let me talk to you, baby. I missed you last night. Get that David Ruffin when he grabbed Tammy Terrell by that arm. Bitch, you done lost your mind. Come on, walk up. Walk with me. Walk with me. Is your ass going to this motherfucker. We going to this bathroom. You lost your motherfucking mind. Ain't that goddamn easy now, nah, shit. I mean, but you know what? All bullshit aside, like I said, when you in love, that shit just don't. You not, I mean, I would hope that if I'm in love with you, that I'm not going to let you walk. Well, I'm not trying to be, I'm not going to be no stalker. But, no, if I love you, I'm not going to just let you walk away from me like that. Not without at least trying. I mean, come on.
I hear you.
Like my man's, I crack jokes on my man, but I commend him. He's the only guy I know that, fuck it. I'm gonna see what it is. The man said, fuck it. He going to get his baby mama. He finna try to make it work. Didn't work, but at least he could. He ain't got to wonder. He ain't got to wonder what if. I commend you on that, brother. I know you probably.
Hey, man.
I know you probably wish the hell that you never did, but I still commit that you wanted it.
But that's just like saying, would you go give it a second chance?
You say what?
Would you go give it a second chance? I'm talking to Father Time. If she
give
wants
a second
chance.
if she wanted a second chance, would you think about it?
Tell to the no.
Well, no. Now, hold on, dog. Hold on.
That's
you gave
fair,
her the second chance.
That's
you gave
fair.
Her the second chance.
Right. So this would be the third, and that's not in the books.
Well, if you gave her a second, you might as well give her a third.
And if you give her a third, depending on what it is, you might as well give it a fourth.
If you gave the first,
I mean, at what point? At what point do you just give up like that? I mean, and I know that's in relationships, that's where I fall short because I don't have the patience for a lot of bullshit. And then I've come to realize maybe that might be why I'm single now because I'm always ending stuff. I feel like once I've had enough, I give up and don't want to be bothered with it. But then I look at my parents and all these old school people that's been together years. Hey, you go through shit. You go through
it
and look at how many.
They just learned how to keep it closed and stuff this media shit. Everybody know everybody's business nowadays. Old days, people didn't know that. And that's where it fucks up that. That's where the media fucks up that.
Well, I'm not giving out no third chance.
We weren't
talking
about the internet. We were talking about chances.
Chances, but it's the same thing. Whether all the chances fuck up that back in the day, old people. All this shit was kept quiet. Now, what's quiet? What's in relationship quiet?
Well, no, hold on. I don't think that, man. I don't think that everything is. I mean, you got relationships that never even touch the internet. I mean, people do internet shit because they want to. It's entertainment. That's just our newfound entertainment. Just like motherfuckers who's going to the clubs and all this shit, this is our entertainment. I mean, it's this for our age. But, I mean, you got people who, you'd be like, damn, I didn't even know they was together. That's because this shit ain't posted on the internet. I mean, so I don't think everybody posts everything on the internet.
Right, and you got to have common sense enough to know not to put your personal business on the internet like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody gets a feeling they can voice their opinion and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, you know, it's not the place for that.
You know, like, if I get on there and I say, well, you know what, man, I'm so fucking tired of Janine. She just do this, she do that. Man, this shit just really just pissing me off. Now, yeah, my comment box gonna get full because motherfuckers, either they gonna be pro or con. Now, my thing
and
is.
And the bitches that been wanting to fuck you gonna be putting their shit out there for you.
Hell yeah.
Call me and tell me what's going on.
Right. You need somebody to talk to. You need a friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but now, like I said, now if you're crazy enough to put that on there, then okay, that's what's gonna happen. Now, I will not say that, because it can get addictive. It can, because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never posted nothing on the internet. I ain't going to sit here and say that I haven't got pissed off at somebody. I have got pissed off at somebody and posted some shit on the internet. I may not have said their name, but, yeah, I posted some shit about them. You know, like, you know what, tired of this shit and this, that, and the other. You might bench out. But then I learned my lesson the day I did it because it was, like you said, you had 20 motherfuckers inboxing you like, you want to go out for a drink and tell me about it? You're not going to tell me I'm wrong because you trying to get where she at.
Exactly.
So you're not going to sit here and say, well, Kaz, you wrong. You shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have said that. You know, a lot of times, motherfucker, and see, that's my thing. When a motherfucker can look me in my eye and tell me, you wrong, then, yeah, I got respect for you. I can't stand a yes, motherfucker, because I'm not going to tell you right when you ain't right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You wrong. I'm going to tell you, hey, man, no, you was wrong for that one. What about with it? No, you was wrong.
I think men need to speak up for themselves more, too. Y'all so try to keep the peace. Sometimes we just want to tell us how you feel. If you want to say shut the fuck up, say shut the fuck up. Y'all sit there, some men just sit there and look at you like you crazy. Yeah. When they know they don't want, they ain't listening. Shit you saying.
You know what? Now, in some cases, that could be right. But some cases, some men be like, shit. I mean, I don't condone hitting women. I don't. But now, a lot of women can take you to that point where you be like, man, I'm finna slap the shit out this bitch. And you be like, man. Let me just not say nothing. In some cases, it's just like, man, if I say something like me, I'm going to tell you, I got a violent, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I don't. I do have a violent temper. And if you push me too far, I'm going to be ready to hit you. So me knowing that is like, I would be like, I'm one of them motherfuckers that you keep going at me, I'm going to be like, okay, all right. But then when I get to my point, it's like, you hear me growling in my damn voice when I'm talking, then you kind of know, leave me the fuck alone. And I mean, you saying that women should, I mean, men should just say shut the fuck up. Okay, maybe they should, but in the same breath, some women should respect the fact that, all right, look, I'm going too far. Let me slow down. Let me stop. I'm pushing this too far.
But what I'm saying is some men don't say nothing. I'm not talking about the men that say things. I'm saying some men don't say nothing, and then they just snap. Instead of just saying what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying what you were feeling. And you're right. Some women, even if you do say something, they don't respect what you're saying. And if they don't respect you, you know, they're not even going to care what you're talking about. No way. They still going to say what they're going to say. So it's still, I'm just talking about my point of view. I would rather them say what they're feeling. Because if you know, you tell me to shut the hell up, I ain't going to say shit else to you.
But then, you got a lot of times where motherfuckers will take that and run with it. Like, they done told you shut the hell up or shut the fuck up because at that moment. But then now here it is 2 days later, you like, hey. Did you say, nah, remember you told me shut the fuck up. See, then when a motherfucker try to play games like that, that's when a motherfucker be like, see, that's why I don't say shit to you.
Oh, goodness.
So, I mean, how do you win in a situation like that? You don't. Now, if I told you shut the fuck up, now here it is 2 days later. Hey.
If you still holding the grudge after 2 days, y'all should have been in fuck by then. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you should have, but it don't always happen that way.
Well, maybe that's it, too.
Man, we done went overtime. Shit, we gonna get cut off.
Yeah, it's about that time, bro.
I see. All right, well, you know, we got to get the hell up out of here, but this has been a great show. I got to hear everybody's point of view. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Quad, you still here with us?
Yes, baby.
Oh, okay, that's what's happening, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, man. You know you welcome on the show every week. I love hearing your point of view. And the way that you actually said that he's short, I love that. I'm just fucking with you, Wick. I'm just fucking with you, man. But, hey, you got any last words for us before we get out of here?
No, I have nothing to say tonight. I hope everybody sleep good. What the hell was that?
I don't know. But you know what? I do got to thank you. Hey, man, she promoted the shit out of our fucking show, and I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's much love, and, hey, thank you very much for it.
You're welcome, boo.
That's what's up. My man Wick, what you got for us, man? Okay.
Crickets.
Janine, what's up?
It was good talking with y'all, like always. I'll be out here next week.
Oh, before I even forget, hey, don't forget, if y'all in the GI area this weekend, Saturday, July 11th, Hey, my girl Miss Della, she doing her thing. She having that I guess it's a, you want to call that a male explosion. It's going to be motherfucking swinging dicks everywhere at the link bar. So, if y'all, hey, she said it's guaranteed, you're guaranteed to have a great time. She's saying all the ladies, y'all come through there, you know what I'm saying, do what y'all got to do, have a ball, the link bar. Y'all know what the link bar is. Shit, I ain't got to tell y'all. But, hey, make sure y'all get that. If y'all in Gary, y'all ain't doing nothing this Saturday. Or if you living in Gary, y'all know, hit that link bar. Go in there. You know what I'm saying? Get your freak on. Shit. Hey, shout out to my man, Body. Hey, they going to have that damn thing on the poppin'. So y'all need to go on and get that. Go on and get that there. Do what y'all do. Okay. Timer, what you got for us, dog?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We'll be doing the same thing next week, y'all. Next Tuesday, 8:30 Central Standard Time. Take us out.
Stop. He didn't say shit. He just stopped Central Standard Time.
That's you, what I know, man. You're supposed to pick that up, man. You're supposed to pick up right where I left off at.
Man, goddamn, you didn't finish the whole thing.
We need to work on our teamwork.
Right, goddamn. It ain't working that. That was bullshit. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Y'all know how we doing. Coming soon, CNCityRadioShow.com. We're going to be on that motherfucker. Like, it's just like the show. It's going to be totally uncensored. And we're out this biatch. Peace.